بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful, I testify that there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad is Allah's true slave and messenger. Alhamdulillah, all praise is due to Allah, the all-sufficient for His creatures and for their needs, the most generous and the most merciful, created everything in due proportion and revealed the Sharia and made it easy, perfected in accordance with His knowledge and His wisdom. He originated the creation, and He will bring it to an end. And He made the planets and created them and fashioned them and made them in their specific orbits. قال الله تعالى in Surah Yasin in chapter 36 verses 38 till 40. والشمس تجري لمستقر لها ذلك تقدير العزيز العليم. And the sun runs on its fixed course for a term appointed. والقمر قدرناه منازل حتى عاد كالعرجون القديم. And the moon we have measured for it mansions to traverse till it returns like the old, dried, curved date stock. للشمس ينبغي لها أن تدرك القمر ولا الليل سابق النهار وكل في فلك يسبحون. It is not for the sun to overtake the moon, nor does the night outstrip the day. They all float, each in an orbit. I praise Him for His guidance, and I thank Him for what He gave, and I testify that there is no true God worthy of worship except Him, the King, the Most High, the First, who is nothing, there is nothing before Him, and the Last, there is nothing after Him, and the Most High, there is nothing above Him, and the Most Near, nothing except that He encompasses it. In His nearness He is most high, and in His highness He is most near, and He is the one acquainted with everything and knowledgeable of everything. And I testify that Muhammad is His true slave and messenger, chosen above all the messengers. May Allah be upon him and upon his companion Abi Bakr, the best of the companions and the best of the trustworthy in righteousness, and Umar, known for his steadfastness in deen, and upon Uthman, murdered by the hands of the rebellions, and upon Ali, the closest of the relatives with certainty, and upon all the believing family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companions and those who follow on their path in righteousness until the day of resurrection. The month of Ramadan is over, and it is a witness either for us or against us. In relevance to the deeds which we have left. Whoever had done righteousness, then let him praise Allah for that, and let him receive the glad tidings of the great rewards, because verily Allah wastes not the reward of the ones who do good. And the one who left their wrongdoings and sins, let him repent to Allah Azza wa Jal a sincere repentance, because he is the one who accepts repentance and forgives. The Lord of Ramadan is the Lord of all months, and he subhanahu wa ta'ala kept for us seasons of worship, not limited to the month of Ramadan. In fact, immediately following the month, there comes the Eid, the celebration, and in itself is worship. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in this regard, وَلِتُكْمِلُ الْعِدَّةَ into 185. وَلِتُكْمِلُ الْعِدَّةَ وَلِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. عليكم السلام. In Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah Ta'ala, Allah is the most great. وَلِتُكْمِلُ الْعِدَّةَ وَلِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ. And that you must magnify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by saying takbir, Allahu Akbar, Allah is the most great, on seeing the crescent of the month of Ramadan and of Shawwal, of course. For having you, have guided you to that, you may be grateful to him. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prescribed for the believers the Salat al-Eid, the prayer of the Eid. And it is from the completion of the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, if the month of Ramadan is over, the deeds of the believers do not come to an end except with death. قال الله عز وجل, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah 15:99, وَعَبُدْ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ. And worship your Lord until there comes unto you a certainty, meaning death. وقال الله عز وجل in Surah Al-Imran, يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. or who you believe, fear Allah as He should be feared, and die not except in a state of Islam, meaning as Muslims. And the Prophet ﷺ said, when the slave dies, his deeds come to an end. So there was nothing to stop the actions except death. And if the fasting of the month of Ramadan is finished, the believer is not then disconnected from fasting, because fasting is made allowable. In the rest of the year, we know from the hadith of Sahih Muslim, the hadith of Abi Ayyub al-Ansari, may Allah be pleased with him, that the Prophet ﷺ said, whoever fasts the month of Ramadan, then follows it by fasting 6 from the month of Shawwal, it is as if he fasted the entire year. Similarly, fasting 3 days each month as the Prophet ﷺ said in the hadith reported by Imam Ahmad and Muslim, 3 from each month and Ramadan to Ramadan, meaning fasting Ramadan to the next Ramadan, this is fasting the entire year. And Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, said, that the beloved one to me, meaning the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, beckwith and advised me to fast 3 days of each month. And it's preferred that these days are the white days, and they are the 13th, the 14th, and the 15th of each month. And the Prophet ﷺ said to Abi Dharr, O Abu Dharr, if you fast from the month 3, meaning if you fast 3 days, let them be the 13th and the 14th and the 15th. Also, we remember the fasting of the day of Arafah, the day of Arafah, when the pilgrims will be stationed on the plain of Arafah. Fasting of this day by those who are not performing the Hajj is described by the Prophet ﷺ in its merits to expiate the previous year and the coming year. And when he was asked about the fasting of the day of Ashura, the Prophet ﷺ said, it expiates the previous year. And when he was asked about the fasting of the on the day of Monday, he said, that was the day I was born on. And the day I was sent, meaning as a messenger, or a day that I received revelation on it. And when he was asked about which of the fasting after the month of Ramadan is, which fasting is best after the fasting of Ramadan, he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the best of fasting after the month of Ramadan is the fasting of Allah's month, Al-Muharram. And in the hadith reported by Aisha, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, or she said, that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to fast to such an extent that we thought he would never break his fast, and he would go without fasting to such an extent that we thought he would never fast. I never saw Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fast a complete month except in Ramadan, and I never saw him fast more in any month than in Sha'ban, which the month that precedes Ramadan. And this is an agreed upon hadith, and the version that you heard is reported by Muslim. And that she reported that the Prophet ﷺ used to seek the fasting of the days of Monday and Thursday. And in that, the Prophet ﷺ said, "Hi, the deeds will be presented on the day of Monday and on Thursday, and I would love that my deeds will be presented while fasting. And if the month of Ramadan is over, then the night prayers of the month of Ramadan, or performed in the month of Ramadan, is not limited to this month, because it is also allowable. On every night, affirmed from the action of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام and from his sayings in Sahih al-Bukhari from the hadith of Al-Mughira bin Shu'bah, may Allah be pleased with him, that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم used to stand in praying, meaning during the night, until his feet become swollen. And when he was reminded about it, he said, "Shouldn't I be a grateful slave?" And in the hadith reported by At-Tirmidhi, who said that it is good and authentic, the hadith of Abdullah bin Salam, may Allah be pleased with him, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "O people, declare salam and feed the food and keep the ties of kinship and pray at night while people are sleeping. You will enter paradise in peace." And in the hadith reported by Abi Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, in Sahih Muslim, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "The best of prayers other than the obligatory one is the night prayer. And the night prayer comprises all forms of voluntary prayers and the witr, the odd ones. And thus the believer prays two rak'ahs then follows by two, then follows by two, and then he can make that to eight, following them, or making three after them as odd rak'ahs, units of prayer. Or he can make them twos up till ten, and follows with three odd witr, or even with one. And we made a detailed description earlier during the month of Ramadan as to the manner of the night prayers. So please refer to the site where you can find the description of all forms of the night prayer. And one should remember the great merit of the timing of this night prayer. When we all together remember the hadith where the Prophet ﷺ said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our Lord, descends, He, the Blessed and Most High, descends every night to the lower heaven during the latter third of the night, saying, "Who is there to invoke me?" And I will respond. "Who is there to request from me?" And I will give him. "And who is there to ask forgiveness?" And I will forgive him. And the regular sunan linked to the obligatory prayers are 12 in units of prayer, meaning 12 rak'ahs. 4 rak'ahs before the dhuhr and 2 afterwards. 2 rak'ah before the maghrib. 2 rak'ahs after the isha. And 2 rak'ahs before the dawn prayer, Salatul Fajr. Habiba, may Allah be pleased with her, reported that she heard the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, "No, slave of Allah, a Muslim slave of Allah, no one prays to Allah 12 rak'ahs each day voluntarily, other than the obligatory ones, except that Allah will build for him a house in paradise." Similarly, the remembrances following the 5 obligatory prayers is something which Allah commanded in the book, in His book, the Quran, and something which the Prophet ﷺ incited us to do. قال الله تعالى in Surah النساء in chapter 4, verse 103, فَإِذَا قَضَيْتُمُ الصَّلَاةَ فَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَى جُنُوبِكُمْ. فَإِذَا قَضَيْتُمُ الصَّلَاةَ, when you have finished a salah, remember Allah standing, sitting down and lying down on your sides. And the Prophet ﷺ, after he made the taslim at the end of the salah, used to say three times, Allahumma anta as-salam, O Allah, you are as-salam, wa minka as-salam, and from you is peace, tabarakta, blessed are you. The one qualified with magnificence and honor. And he, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said, whoever makes the tasbih at the end of each prayer, makes the tasbih 33 times and praises Allah 33 times and makes takbir 33 times, thus this is in total 99 times, then he finishes and completes it with the 100th by saying La ilaha illallah, none has the right to be worshipped except Allah alone without a partner, to him is the kingdom, lahul mulk wa lahul hamd, and to him is all the praise, and he is all able to do all things, then his sins will be expiated, even if they are equivalent to the foam of the sea. He completes it with La ilaha illallah, وحده لا شريك له, له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير. And thus, the believer should exert the effort in doing the righteous deeds and to avoid sins and wrongdoings, so that he attains the good living in this life and the reward, the abundant reward after death. قال الله تعالى, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, in Surah An-Nahl, chapter 16, verse 97, من عمل صالحا من ذكر أو أنثى وهو مؤمن فلنحيينه حياة طيبة ولنزينهم أجرهم بأحسن ما كانوا يعملون. In chapter 16, verse 97, whoever works righteousness, whether male or female, while he or she is a true believer in Tawheed, verily to him we will give a good life in this world with respect to contentment and lawful provision. Alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And we shall pay them certainly a reward in proportion to the best of what they used to do, meaning paradise in the hereafter. The Salaf, the righteous predecessors, after the end of Ramadan, many of them used to invoke Allah to accept it from them and to forgive them their shortcomings. And they used to invoke Allah to make them attain. They used to invoke Allah to accept from them 6 months after the month of Ramadan is over. And then they used to invoke Allah for 6 months to make them attain the next Ramadan. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us steadfastness on iman, on faith, and on righteous deeds, and to make us live a good living in this life, and to make us from amongst the righteous. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallama tasliman kathira. These are a reminder. This is a reminder for myself and for every one of you listening to this, so that we really take it very seriously in invoking Allah to accept from us the month of Ramadan, the fasting and the qiyam, and to make us remember our shortcomings and try to correct them by exerting righteous deeds in all forms of worship which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decreed, having hope in Him, the most merciful, the oft forgiving, to forgive us and to accept from us. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.